Thousands of American troops stationed along the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas will be redeployed farther to the south. The repositioning is part of a broader Pentagon strategy of realigning U.S. forces around the world. Last month, the United States pulled its troops out of Saudi Arabia, ending a 12-year presence there. But it comes at a time of heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula, with North Korea embarked on a nuclear weapons program. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Tokyo. Is this just a realignment or something more?
Well, Bob, the Pentagon insists that this is, in fact, just a realignment, that the number of troops, the overall number of U.S. troops in South Korea will remain the same at about 37,000. But what will happen is that these troops that are positioned right along the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, essentially the border, the de facto border that separates North and South Korea, they'll be moved south, about 75 miles south, out of harm's way, in effect. And meanwhile, a major U.S. base is right now is located right smack in the middle of Seoul, the South Korean capital. That'll essentially be closed, and those soldiers will also be moved further south. But this is a big deal. This is the first major change to the U.S. military posture in South Korea in 50 years, really since the end of the Korean War in 1953. So obviously it makes some people in the region a bit nervous.
The plan's been in the works for months. Any idea why it's being announced now?
One factor is that you have a new president in South Korea. No Moo-hyun was elected back in December, really on an anti-American platform. He campaigned in favor of changing the U.S.-South Korean military alliance to a more mature relationship, was, I believe, the phrase that he used. And certainly the presence of this U.S. military base smack in the middle of Seoul has been an irritant for the South Koreans. They complain about the congestion and the fact that it's essentially hogging up prime real estate in the middle of their capital. Officially, the Pentagon insists that the anti-American mood in South Korea had nothing to do with the decision to relocate the U.S. troops. But clearly, this gives the U.S. a less intrusive footprint in the region.
Will U.S. troops now be out of North Korean artillery range?
They will. And in fact, some believe that's really the idea driving this decision. For a half century now, the U.S. troops have served as a kind of tripwire in the region. Essentially, the theory went like this. If North Korea did attack South Korea, they would first encounter U.S. troops, immediately, therefore, draw the U.S. into the conflict. This was a way of sort of guaranteeing that the U.S. would come to the defense of South Korea. But a lot of people in the Pentagon, especially Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, believe this is outdated thinking, that the U.S. troops were essentially acting as nuclear hostages, and they believe the time has come to change this. Now, the question, of course, is how North Korea will respond to this move. There's been no official response from the North Koreans, but I think there are two ways in which they could interpret this. They might see it as a comedown, a sign of weakness in the part of the U.S., or they might see it another way. They might see it as a sign that the U.S. is, in fact, preparing to attack North Korea, because according to some people, the U.S. is, in effect, taking its troops out of harm's way along the demilitarized zone, and therefore making some sort of military strike possible without risking U.S. lives. Now, U.S. officials insist there are no immediate plans for any military action against North Korea, although they have not ruled it out.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Tokyo.